This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel attacked Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip's biggest cities Thursday, leaving 350 people dead and thousands of Palestinian civilians searching for shelter to escape the ravages of the war. Many displaced Gazans crammed into Rafah on the southern border with Egypt, where Israeli leaflets urged Palestinians to flee, saying they would be safe. But the Hamas-controlled health ministry reported at least 37 deaths in overnight Israeli attacks. In a briefing Thursday, Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy told reporters Israeli Defense Forces, or the IDF, are also still active in the north.
In the north, we have also seen intense fighting between IDF forces and Hamas forces in Jabalia and Shajaiya, which have been completely encircled. We have broken through their defensive lines, and those terrorists are now emerging from their underground tunnels to engage our men in close combat.
The spokesman added Israeli security cabinet approved a plan to allow supplementary fuel deliveries into the region to prevent a humanitarian collapse and the outbreak of epidemics. UN humanitarian aid chief Martin Griffiths said Thursday there were promising signs the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza could still be open to allow more humanitarian aid into the area. Prior to the conflict, more than 60% of the truckloads of goods going into Gaza used the crossing. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in Geneva Thursday, the UN aid chief said opening of the crossing would be a big help to the humanitarian effort in Gaza.
If we get that, well, it'll be the first miracle we've seen for some weeks. But it will be a huge boost to the logistical process and logistical base of a humanitarian operation. It doesn't mean to say that it will solve the security problems that, of course, I've spoken about, but it will change the nature of humanitarian access.
This is VOA News.